gotta get your groove on.
Really? Really?
Kardashian has been in my mind all day.
Of all things?
Gotta get your groove on.
Sorry, y'all. Y'all know how she gets. But welcome to another episode of Real Spill.
We can't make this up. We're not going to start how we usually do. Because we already said.
Y'all know.
We just said this in like the last four episodes last year. So
the only four episodes last year.
But you know what? Let's start off with Happy New Year! Yeah, although it's... And also, Happy Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Black power. Fight the power.
On Black, the first day of Black History Month, I woke up feeling black as fuck. Like, I listened to Fight the Power. I listened to Revolution by Kirk Franklin. That's what really, like, got me in the mood.
Screaming.
Bitch, girl.
You listen to We Gonna Be Alright.
Sure did. That's my favorite Black History song.
I turn that bitch up when I'm next to a white person. I'm like, we gonna be alright. Yo, we gonna be alright.
That bitch just hit different.
I'm like,
when you know we've been up and down before, nigga. And we hate po-po's.
When they kill us dead in the streets for sure.
I'm at the preacher though. My knees get weak and my gut might blow. But we gonna be alright.
Yeah. We are definitely gonna be alright, and we have been alright.
Okay.
What else? What's something else? Oh, happy belated Martin Luther King Day. Shout out to Martin Luther King for allowing us to be off. Thank you for your sacrifices.
Sorry, people, because I was at work.
Can't relate. But.
Yeah. That's why I can't wait to work for myself.
Period. Paru. Everything black.
Hold up now. We don't know who's listening.
Oh. Y'all, I'm not gang.
We are not gang affiliated, so please excuse me.
Please, I'm sorry. I was in it.
She said Baru. She didn't say the other word.
Like Baru. Like, yeah, because I do listen to Erykah Badu. That's cool. Definitely on and on and on and on. Why are we like this?
Y'all, we each got a bottle of wine. I already drank a bottle of champagne.
Bitch,
so,
I'm just feeling good.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to start with that. This is my third time asking this question. And my third time looking at the calendar.
And it is today.
Today is February 5th, 2022. And I have not had a drink of hard alcohol since December 25th, 2021.
Snap, snap, snap.
And if
snap.
You know, that's a really big accomplishment to me. Like,
it's not just big, it's very fucking huge.
It is.
It's monumental, actually.
And the thing about it, like, I don't want any hard alcohol. Like, I got a whole full bar in there and I ain't even looked at that shit.
It be like that.
It really does.
It's
and I
good.
Yeah. Bro. I was by our friend earlier and she asked me, people just fucking know me. Asked me if I had a turtleneck in my car. I said, well, I have a new car, so I don't have shit in there.
Right.
And her brother was like, why would she have a turtleneck in her car? And she was like, if you know Misa, you know she would have a turtleneck in her car.
Yeah,
well, I mean, she got a new car, so of course she ain't gonna have nothing in there. And then she said she wanted to go to the store and get a little bottle for whatever function she was about to go to. And I was like, I don't have no liquor in my car either.
Nothing.
And then it dawned on me like, man, bitch, you really growing.
It's growth.
It is growth. It's a lot of growth.
Insert Kelly meme.
You know what Kelly that is?
Just growth.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of myself. I feel the growth. I see the growth. So I'm doing good. Feeling good. Living better. Yeah. You know? All that good shit.
We a grown woman shit. Life's that.
Because I'm a grown woman.
Period.
A grown ass woman at that.
Period. I was about to say something. Oh, so, like... Of course, we're not going to say the fucking obvious. But y'all know we love Insecure, and fucking Insecure is off. It's like dead gang records. But
yeah.
It's definitely going to hold. It's definitely going to hold the weight that the 90s kids and adults have with Martin. The way that they are with Martin is the way that we're going to be with Insecure.
What's your biggest takeaway from Insecure? not just the last episode, not just the last season, but the show in its entirety.
It's cool to grow.
Okay.
It's a must to grow.
You have to.
Yeah, like, and it's so, it's, don't, how can I put it? You know how people have, like, different business endeavors?
Mm-hmm.
And if you recall, Lawrence wanted to do Woot Woot.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that shit. But he wanted to do Woot Woot. And
I ain't get no Woot Woots on my phone.
But Issa judged him and was like, not going to say judge him, but she was really hard on him because it's like, bro, you said you're going to do this. You said you're going to do that. And I haven't seen anything. And then season three, she was like, yeah, I'm going to, what was it called? A block party. And then she's like, yeah, I'm going to work for myself, but this shit is really hard. Like, I didn't think it would have been this hard. Because I think she expected it to just kind of work out because she said she was going to do it. But it's not as easy to bet on yourself as you may think. But it's cool to bet on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And to just do that shit.
Take a chance.
Yeah. I ain't at that level yet, but we getting there.
I feel like, well, first, I think my biggest takeaway is in order to get to where you want to go, one, you just got to take the shit that comes on that journey.
Yeah.
And two, you got to grow through it
to get through
when you go through it. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to grow through what you go through.
Mm-hmm.
And Insecure, that they did a damn good job, like, displaying that.
Yeah.
Because they went through some shit, like, from family to relationships to jobs to other personal things. Just the shit that each of them, like, as a character, had on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
To see everybody get a happy ending at the end. Like, that shit was just really beautiful.
I think Kelly lost her baby.
I think that's something we'll never know.
Because she was pregnant, and I ain't never seen no baby.
Very true.
And then Tiffany became pregnant. She was big pregnant.
Unless the baby just wasn't at the wedding. I mean, you didn't see no kids there.
Point. But I just thought she had a miscarriage or something.
You never know.
Because I'm like, they didn't. It's kind of like, that's not really talked about.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll never.
Yeah.
Get to that one.
Yeah, I guess
this is up to our freaking imagination.
Yeah.
But,
leave it up to our own interpretation.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, geez. But how have y'all been? What have y'all been doing?
What's been going on with y'all?
Great to hear. Like, we so happy that you doing what the fuck you got to, and that's just it on that. So fun fact, like, let's just catch up. I low key hate my job.
Bro, that could be the title. I low key hate my job.
Y'all, I don't know if it was just stress, but so here's another thing. In November, I started therapy, and therapy has made me very self-aware, because obviously I lacked self-awareness, me, myself, not to nobody else. If I lacked it to anybody else, fuck you, you didn't tell me. But I have learned a lot about myself. And my therapist told me that I'm passive aggressive. So that's that. Have I worked on it? No. Am I trying to? I'm just trying not to get upset. So I feel like that's a win in my book.
That's a start.
I haven't been going off on people. I've been thinking, been breathing, been venting. But yeah, I try to get off that ledge. I don't try to jump off of it all the time. So, hey, baby steps, bitch. Baby steps. But yeah, I hate my job. Them people fucking with me, and I'm trying to keep this side of me out of the office. But them bitches got it one more time. And I swear, bitch, don't start with me on Black History Month. In Black History Month. You can pick that shit back up on March 2nd. But don't fuck with me from February 1st to March 1st. And I said what the fuck I said.
And that song, Badu.
Yeah. Erica. Bro. Yeah, but yeah. And I have been on social media cleanse. Well, we both have. We were just talking and we come to the conclusion we don't give a fuck what y'all got going on. Because that's not making us no money. It's not making us lose no sleep. That shit ain't got nothing to do with us. We care about you. We love you. But what Tom, Dick, and Harry got going on and what car they driving and how they driving it and what the fuck they doing and who they fucking and if they woke up this morning. Oh, never mind. They woke up this morning, but...
I'm sorry.
If they walking or if they rolling, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. That shit not making me no dollars, nor is it any of my fucking business. So,
yeah. Now let's dive into that because I think boundaries has been a big thing over the past couple months for us, like probably since y'all last heard from us. Like, I think just between the two of us recognizing the necessity for boundaries and then actually implementing said boundaries, that shit takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
A hell of a lot of work. And I had this conversation with a friend the other day, like, the place that I'm at right now is just kind of like Beth said, I just genuinely don't give a fuck. And like, that don't have nothing to do with, like, it's nothing personal against anybody else. It's just, it's all me. Like, I just really don't have the capacity to care about a whole lot of unnecessary shit. So
Right. Stepping
away from social media, like really only going to work and coming home, like literally going to work and coming home. Today was the first day in a while that I really like stepped out and went, hung out with like my family and shit. But, and even with family, like it's nothing against nobody, like family, friends, whomever. It's nothing against y'all. Like nobody, literally no one did me anything. It's just the peace that I found staying to myself, that shit can't be fucked with at all. So I like the place that I'm in. Like I enjoy my peace. I enjoy the comfort of being like just in my own home. I enjoy not knowing what everybody got going on. Like I think my last post on Instagram, like on my story, was being like, it had something along the lines of, I'm cool with being out of sight, out of mind. Like I'm definitely out of touch with reality. Let me rephrase that, because that could be very misconstrued.
You're fucking crazy.
That could be very misconstrued.
She's along and I'm along, along.
Not out of touch with reality, but out of touch with what's going on. Yeah. And not saying I'm not still keeping up with current events, like the important shit, not that social media shit, because I don't give a fuck about that. But am I still up on, like, what's going on in the news? Absolutely. All that other shit, like, local bullshit, celebrity bullshit, never gave a fuck about it. Definitely don't give a fuck about it now. Stepping back from social media made me realize just how, what's the word I'm looking for? Hypnotizing that shit is.
Yes.
Like, literally just sitting there.
And you just scrolling,
clicking through stories, like reading bullshit, interacting with bullshit. And it's just like, what's the point? There isn't one. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. I really don't. I highly suggest, if you're listening to this, just take a break from social media. Like, find something else that you enjoy besides other people's business. Like, not having to keep up with what other people got going on in their life.
Yeah.
Find another source of entertainment.
Yeah, because when I'm not on social media, and I guess, and if you don't want to delete it, hide it from your, because, you know, Apple done, you know, big themselves up, is doing a little bit more now. But you can hide it from your home screen. So you, like, you really have to go searching for it to get to it. And it's like, being on social media, you realize you don't know people's birthday.
Yes.
Because, bitch, I would have never known it was my cousin's birthday until I was on YouTube scrolling. It was like, oh, Lamar Odom got a Kobe and Gianna chain or something. And I was just like, oh, bitch, it's my cousin's birthday. Mm-hmm. And that's what made me text her, like, right then and there. But, yeah, you just don't know people's birthday. Secondly, social media is a drug. And when you're trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Wean yourself off that drug, you got to find something else to take place of that drug.
Right.
So, okay, YouTube became my drug a little bit. Because I used to be heavy on YouTube, but I had stopped. But then I just picked it back up. But now I'm back reading, so it's fuck TV, fuck YouTube, fuck Disney until the February 23rd when the Proud Family come back on. But yeah, it's fuck all that other shit. Give me a book any day, anytime, any place. Yeah.
I'm listening to you. I thought you was gonna keep going. No,
but yeah, y'all give yourself a break off social media.
It really, like, it's necessary.
It's cool, like. Not being able to go on social media is just freeing. Like, nobody in your shit, and you ain't in nobody else's shit. So, your name shouldn't come up in nobody's shit. Your name shouldn't be in nobody's mouth unless it's, how she doing? Honestly, you don't even have to ask how the fuck I'm doing. Because if you got to ask how I'm doing, bitch, I don't fuck with you.
Exactly.
I don't know how, if somebody ever come to me, I'm like, oh, how Callie doing? Bitch, you would know if you fucked with her. And obviously, she don't fuck with you, so...
Hello?
Keep it pushing. Kick rocks.
That, ooh, girl.
Okay, that's rude. That's rude. Sorry.
That's an episode in itself. Like, mind y'all fucking business.
Yeah, because, bro, I can't stand for my name to be coming up in some bullshit. It ain't been in a bullshit, but, you know, I'm just saying.
What's the three F's? If you ain't
fucking me, feeding me, or financing me, it's no reason.
I'm none of your concern.
At all.
No, Janae.
None of your concern. Yeah, pretty much. And back to the boundaries thing.
Oh yeah, pass my notebook for this one.
Let's talk about boundaries. Y'all know I had a homeboy from work. And
I don't think they knew that.
Well, I had a homeboy from work. Anyway, y'all, he told me that he was clingy in relationships. But I'm like, we homeboy, homegirl. Like, I'm telling you what the fuck you got going on. Like, I'm telling you when you're wrong. And I'm telling you how you should approach a situation with a female or whatever. And he had a girlfriend. Now, every time we talked, and this is what I was telling Bess earlier. Like, I'm a type of person, like, if we have a conversation, I'm going to be asking you questions. And I know people get annoyed with questions, but it's like, If you get annoyed with me questioning you, this is your opportunity to question me. It's time to show, like, this is an equal playing field and we're both interested, like, in getting to know each other. So, he never once, like, asked me anything, like, about myself. I mean, he knew my birthday was, but other than that, it wasn't too much. Like, I don't like that. Or, yeah, I listen to this. Or, you know, it was just surface level bullshit. So, he was like, I think he was playing with fire or something. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't like fire. Like, he was like, oh, you a pussy, da da da, da da da. And I'm just like, you don't know the story behind that. He was like, it is what it is, girl. Like, you're scary. Like, and I said, okay, cool.
There's a red flag right there.
And I just kept it in my Rolodex. And... so, he wanted to talk to me every single day. This is no bullshit. He didn't, and I can understand texting, but y'all, he was FaceTiming me every single day. And y'all, I don't know if y'all know, but anybody out there, if I don't feel like talking, I'm just not going to answer the phone. Or he try to be like, what's good? What's up? Like, you need something? And if you try to call me back, I'm not answering. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't be in the mood to be at... I just don't be in the mood to be talking all the time. I just feel like if I don't think I would have had an issue if I was genuinely interested, but I wasn't interested. Like, we had already, like, said what the fuck it was going to be and how it was, and it's just like, I can't do this. So, it's, where's your girlfriend? Where's the bitch? Okay?
That you calling me every day to talk about. You know?
So, and he tells me, like, how he fucking a girl and everything, y'all. I'm just like, that's cool. That's cool. That's understanding. But I think I told him, because I was getting so overwhelmed. Like, I hit up Best and a other friend, and I was just like, I physically cannot talk. And it's nothing that he did, but I can't even gather words to say what it is. And I was getting very, upset because I never felt like that before. And I wouldn't wish that shit on nobody, but it was just, I can't even fucking put, like, I can't describe it. It's like I just physically just could not talk or even be interested or fake being interested. So I was like, bro, text me before you call me, you know, just to save your time. Like, I'm trying to waste your time. You calling me and I ain't gonna answer. And so he's like, all right. Y'all, the next day he called me at the same exact time on FaceTime. And I said, you just gonna call me anytime you want to. He's like, yeah, pretty much. I said, okay, so look, listen. I'm gonna hit you up when I can talk. I can't talk right now. Like, you know, I explained it to him. He's like, all right, that's cool. I said, I'm gonna check up on you, whatever. Bitch, okay, might as well get into this, right? So this is the day before, this is December 23rd. I wake up and my throat is like hurting. So I'm like, bitch, must be my sinus dripping. Let me Flonase it the fuck up. Let me take my inhaler because I have asthma. Duh. So I got off early. So I treated myself to I'll be myself an iMovie date. Bitch, I fell asleep in it because I was just that tired. So went next door to CVS and got me some Mucinex. I was like, okay, bitch, we gonna feel better by the morning. This is Christmas Eve now. And this nigga called me. And I literally just told him days ago, earlier that week, bitch, I will hit you up myself. I do not feel like talking. So Christmas Eve is here. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get a steroid shot. So I told my mom, I was like, yeah, girl, I'm gonna be back. So I sat in the clinic for close to 4 hours waiting to be called to the back. So they were like, so what's going on? Like, what's your occupation? I'm like, you know, I'm an engineer or whatever. And he was like, oh, don't tell people where you work because they'll be going off and all the other shit. I'm like, okay, cool. Because we're joking, right? So I'm like, all right, sir, you know, that's cool. So he's like, I'm going to test you for strep. I'm going to test you for the flu and I'm going to test you for COVID. I said, all right. I know ain't going to shit come back. So I'm just like, hey, yo, like, I'm about to get tested. I'm going to let y'all know the results. That man came back in there and... By the way, I wanted to tell you this. They actually hit my tonsils this time. So it wasn't a false thing. So I have been meaning to tell you this. I actually opened my mouth up so they can swab my throat. I hate when they swab my fucking throat, but that's not here nor there.
When I told you about that.
Listen, it's not that.
If you can do one, you can do the other.
I swear it's not that. It's a different feeling, bro. It's been like that, though. It's like since Nihon to a dub.
If you can do one, you can do the other.
Okay.
We'll get into that later.
So, you know, she swabbed me or whatever. And I was like, all right, girl. So, the man came back. He opened the door. He said, well, you got the Rona. I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, you got the Rona. I said, no, for real, sir. Like, what the fuck it is? Like, I need to get a steroid shot. He said, you have the Rona. I said, man, let me call my motherfucking mom because this man playing. So I'm calling my mom. I have my mom on speaker. And I'm like, girl, this man talking about, you know, I got COVID. He said, so this is what you're going to do when you have COVID. I said, oh, you serious? He said, yes, you have COVID. I said, what the fuck? So my mama is going off. You know my mama, you know. So she like, what the fuck? How the fuck you get COVID? Girl, you stressing me out because I still haven't wrapped my head around that I have COVID.
Right.
Hangs up in her face. I said, let me call you back. So he was like, yeah, you know, it's the Omicron or whatever, but you're fine, you're gonna be cool, like, just wear a mask around the house, and you can, it's up to whoever's in your house, you can move around or not, but you just have to stay inside for 10 days. I said, okay, that's cool. So, it still hasn't hit me that I have COVID. So, I went to the, checkout thing, and I'm getting ready to pay. They like to say, oh, did somebody drop some money? I think it was like $30, like in cash. So I'm like, yeah, that's mine. Still in fucking oblivion, because what the fuck is he talking about? That lady came up to me and handed me a paper, and that bitch was circled positive. And that's when it was like, bitch, you shit really real. COVID. Right. Y'all, I was like, well, and I called my mama and said, yeah, girl, I got COVID. She said, oh, hell no. So we walking out, I sent them a voice memo, and I had to go get my medicine filled, and CVS is right there, so I had to go in there with my mask on and just sit in the corner by myself.
Solo.
Girl, and I was like, man, these people up on me on this line, and they don't know I got COVID. Like, I want to tell them I have COVID, but I'm cool. I'm just trying to get something to drink or whatever. But I ain't saying it. I was like, because it's going to get scarlet letter, so.
Right. Easy A.
Definitely.
Easy C.
Easy Cali. So y'all just went home, and they was, as soon as I walked through the door, get in your room, and they're spraying me. And I just get in the room, and I just locked up for, I think I stayed locked up like 8 days. But them were the best 8 days. It was full of peace. But I was, one night I did feel like I was like, gonna be out of here. I'm not gonna lie, because it felt like my throat was closing. And I was just like, Jesus. Jesus. Let me get just, we gotta get some water, Kelly. She gotta get some water. So, yeah, I ended up shaking back or whatever. It was cool. I enjoyed it, but I ain't been out for real. Anytime you see me, I got two masks on. Because, bitch, I wore my mask. But I really think I got it at Dagger Cafe.
Dagger Cafe that night.
That was the only time I didn't have a mask on.
And but, we was in that bitch head first.
Head first, and I was just like
raw dogging the air,
raw dogging, definitely, like,
because I think the general consensus was, son, why is we going in a daiquiri shop with mask on?
Everybody had, but I saw one boy end up with a mask on. I said, damn, I left my mask in the car. And then I was like, do you want to go get it? I was like, no, it's cool. We ain't gonna be in here long. Long turned into an hour to 2 hours.
Yeah, we was in there for a minute.
Yeah, we were enjoying ourselves, but once that DJ started playing the same old shit,
yeah.
So let me get the fuck.
I'm not gonna say I don't remember that night, because I do, but all I know is 2 Hennessy margaritas, and I think Get You Some came on.
It did.
And all I know is Bess was like, not you cutting up. Girl. And then we was like, all right, well, yeah, when the song in, let's go ahead, slide up out of here. But that was actually a fun night.
It was cool. It was decent.
Yeah.
Ain't the best night, but it was cool.
I had a good time.
It was good.
Because prior to that, I hadn't been out in a while either. I think everything was cool with me up until the Halloween party, and then a couple days after the Halloween party, like, I just got in this really bad, weird space that really lasted until, like, the beginning of January, really.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a podcast, actually, and it was, like, the thing with depression is, like, you don't really realize that you were in one until you actually out of one, and then you kind of look at the world around you, and you just kind of like, bro, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck was I? Like, what was going on? Like, you look around your bedroom and you like, so why the fuck I got all this laundry in here? Like,
no, seriously. That's me.
Why the fuck I got clothes all on the floor? Like, what am I doing? Yeah. Like, this not me.
Yeah.
But you don't really realize that shit until, like they said, after the fact. It's like it's
just happening.
Yeah. And I think that's where I was, like, from November till, like, early parts of November to early parts of January. And that's really also when I just kind of decided, you know, I need to take a step back from people and figure out what the fuck is going on with me.
Yeah.
And the only way I could do that was to really, like, separate myself from everybody. But now I'm not separated from people because I'm going through anything. I'm just separated because that's where my peace at.
Yeah,
and I'm not compromising my peace for nobody or no fucking thing, like, at all.
Yeah.
At all. Mm-hmm. So, going back to boundaries, today's Saturday. So, why the fuck do I keep saying that? Like, why the fuck? It's Saturday, February 5th. Like, what the fuck, son? Like,
get it programmed.
Anyway, on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was yesterday. I participated in this webinar, and let me tell y'all the actual title of it, because I actually signed up for it prior to, but the title of it was, "Just Because We're Magic Doesn't Mean We're Not Real, The Responsibility of the Strong Black Woman."
Yes, ma'am.
So, and I took some very good notes. Like, if you my friend on Facebook, like, I actually put the notes on there, so... If you feel like reading, go read. It's pretty lengthy, but I guarantee you, you'll pull some good shit out of it. So, the part about boundaries, like, the presenter, she was saying, like, you know, you have to enforce these boundaries, like, no matter how uncomfortable they make you, because when it comes to, like, your health, like, your mental health, your peace, like, just you in general, your overall well-being, if you don't have boundaries, you pretty much gonna fuck yourself over in the end, because... Mm-hmm. If you can't say no, you're going to continue to overextend yourself. And then that's when shit start getting bad for you. And so just kind of think about, like, past shit with myself. Like, not separating myself from other people and just giving to others without giving to myself.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely does fuck you over.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, when are you going to be the person you are for others
to yourself?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, one of the things she said was, like, you can be strong and have boundaries at the same time. And I think, like, over the past few months, I think that's something that I've adapted to, or that's a kind of notion that I've picked up on and kind of building on.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, I think... A part of being strong comes from having those boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have boundaries in order to be your best self.
Mm-hmm.
You're not your best self. I mean, you're not strong if you're not your best self.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a pretty interesting point she made. And somebody in the comments was like, something that they kind of embody is healthy selfishness. And what healthy selfishness is, that just goes back to boundaries. Like, it's okay to be selfish.
With yourself?
Like, with yourself. Like, that's where the boundaries come from. Like, selfishly, well, being selfish in a healthy way. So, being able to say no, mm-hmm. being able to separate yourself from XYZ. All that is healthy for you.
Okay.
You get that?
Yeah.
You show you look confused. Healthy selfishness.
It's probably this.
I told y'all we each had a bottle of wine, so she might be feeling hers a little bit more than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm feeling it now.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. Cause I guess I'm just a bitch, but continue.
Why do you feel like you're a bitch?
Cause the way that I think and the way that I act is like very bitchy. Cause like somebody went, oh, Kelly,
is it bitchy or is it boundaries?
It's probably bitchy. Because it's, well, I just feel like, and this is no shade to nobody, and this is just a random thing. If y'all know me, then you know I don't really do kids like that, because either they too fucking mouthy, or they too fucking bad, or they cry too fucking much, and I ain't got time for that. Or they're fucking, like, they shit and you expect me to clean this shit up, and I'm not doing that. I really don't, like, Jesus, listen. This is an intimate, like, I'm sorry, this is, we gotta do a prayer right quick. Jesus, I'm coming to you right now to ask that you bless me with the man, whoever you want me to have kids for, the one I'm going to marry. I need you to give him the stomach, the strength, and the mental capacity to be able to clean our kids, because you didn't bless me with a strong stomach. So if they shit, I'm going to puke. If they puke, I'm going to puke. So to prevent all of that, I just asked. I'm pleading. Actually, I'm begging for you to, you're laughing. I'm serious. So I'm sorry, Jesus. But I'm actually begging that you grant him this request that I'm asking on his behalf. Well, on my behalf, because I need him to have it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I just can't do. But back to me being a bitch. I don't want to be bothered with your kids all the time. If I go out and you go, oh yeah, can I just go out? I'm like, no, I'm good. Cause it's like, I know your kids has to come. Mm-hmm. And your kids are fucking horrible. Or I just don't want to be bothered with kids.
And that's something I don't know if this was something I read or for like a video or what, but it was basically like from the perspective of the mom friend in the group. And it's like, you know, the mom friend kind of says no to doing, like, going out or, you know, sticking to the plans because they got their kid. And it's like, well, if my kid can't come, then I'm not coming.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's fine. Like, that's understandable.
That's not my life, though.
Exactly. And although I understand it, I understand being a parent, you know, if you can't have your child in the space, you're not gonna be in the space. I get that, but that's not the life I live.
And I need parents to understand that. Yeah. Just because you have a child, I ain't lay down and fuck you and give you that baby. So right. this is no shade. Like the people that I have around me, I love their kids, but bitch, I need them in dosages. Like I can't. Girl, get the fuck. Cause I'm quick to tell the child, please get the fuck out of my face. Right. Leave me alone. Like, the kids were jumping on me last weekend. You are not, you know, my bestie. Yeah. Like, you're my bestie person. The other one. No, you're my bestie. Then the small one and the demon seed is like, no, bestie. And they're all on me. I'm like, can y'all please back the fuck up?
Right.
I said, I love y'all. Yes, you're my bestie first. You're the only bestie I have. And he's like, oh, well, I think his cousin was like, oh, no, bestie. And I said, so you can have besties and I can't have another one? No. She's my bestie, but like you know, I'm her bestie, but she's not my bestie. Like, you're my bestie. And I'm like, cool beans. But kids are really funny. Like, if I can jump with your kids, like if I go toe to toe with your children, I can do that. But like, I can't do the shitty diapers. I can't deal with your baby until they're able to say, I have to go potty and I gotta wipe my skin. I'm not wiping you. You a grown-ass baby. Mm-hmm. I can't wipe you. You have to teach your child how to wipe themselves before they come to T. Cali House.
Right.
Y'all.
Since we on the topic, and this still talks about boundaries. This is something my mama got so fucking bad, y'all. And I didn't realize it until... Well, I'm not going to say I didn't realize it, but what really was the icing on the cake was talking to my daddy yesterday. My mama, as of lately, I don't know if it's because her friends got grandkids and you know, our friends starting to have kids and shit, but I am so fucking tired of hearing the word grandmother and grandchild or grandchildren. Ooh. I hope I don't be this, bro. Y'all, this lady sent me a picture. Mind you, she teaches pre-K. She sent us in a group message with me, my siblings, and her. Sent a picture of a child's lunch. And I ain't gonna lie, it was a nice-ass liquor salad. Mm-hmm.
A child had a salad?
A pre-K, a four-year-old.
They big or something?
I don't know, but it was a fucking shrimp salad.
Oh, it was giving me.
I mean, with the tomatoes and everything. Bitch, like, had that bitch in there.
Maybe they fancy. They got money.
I don't know. But this is what she said when she sent the picture. I hope I don't be this kind of grandparent. Look at what my student had for lunch today.
What?
For one, how do you know a grandparent prepared this meal for this child? For two, why are you so hell-bent? Oh, bro, I'm telling you, I talk to my mama out of 7 days a week. I probably talk to her six, if not seven. But out of them 6 or 7 days, at least 3 to 5 of them, she said something about being a grandmother or grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, fucking relax, dude. Like, I'm tired. Exactly. Now, granted, what was this? This was around the time of her birthday. She said something about, you know, when she retire in the next 4 years, then she'll be ready for grandkids. Yeah, okay, that's cool. Time. That's fine. We should have left the conversation right there. If we've decided that you're going to start getting grandkids after you retire, great. Right. That's the deal. You retire, we start giving you grandkids. That's cool. I'll be a little more settled in life. Yeah. I'll be a little more prepared for children. That's cool. I can give you that. But in the meantime, in between time, just fucking take a break. Like, god damn.
You can babysit these other bitches' babies.
Like.
But I ain't giving you one no time soon, babes.
Then when I talked to my daddy yesterday, we were talking about just like the climate of Baton Rouge right now and how the kids is really wild. And so I ain't gonna lie.
Wild as fuck.
Right. Like, and me and my daddy, we can have like genuine, intelligent conversations. And so he asked me, he was like, what do you think is the problem? Like, why do you think kids are the way they are now? Like, why do you think the crime rate is so bad with juveniles? And I was like, you know, they don't have guidance. Like, they got these younger parents who just, you know, really not watching them. I'm saying they don't really have that support system. Like, they don't have that same village that, you know, I had when I was growing up. Like, you know, the people around me had growing up. Mm-hmm. They don't have that. And so he was like, and it's all about the language. And he was like, yeah, that's why you got to make sure, like, you know, just make sure yours are straight. Make sure yours are straight. But it's like he said that multiple times. And he was like, you know, as long as you do what you got to do for yours. And as long as yours have that village and that support and you raise them right, they're going to be good. He was like, but. And that's why I'm sitting there looking at the phone like, do you know something I don't know? Because what is this yours? Because I don't have shit. I don't plan to have shit no time soon.
When you said that, I'm thinking him saying it, like, about him and his kids.
No, it's the way he was talking to me.
Oh, sorry, was baby, as like your babies.
But he was talking in the sense that I had them now, or like that he's expecting.
Oh no, sir.
Them now, but it's like I love my parents to death, both of them. But I need them, and back to boundaries. This is something that I need them to understand. I understand y'all want grandkids. I get that. That's perfectly fine. I think, you know, as y'all get older, that's something that parents want. That's something they look forward to after they raise their kids. Like, they look forward to being grandparents. But the life that I live and the life that I want to live, like, in the next few years, don't ask me about no fucking chat.
They can't come with me right now.
Because you're going to be pissed when they're always with you and not with me.
Hello?
That's going to be your baby.
You asked for it.
So you're going to watch it.
As soon as we come out the hospital, here you go.
Exactly. And mama's going to do whatever the fuck mama wants to.
For the next couple of years.
Just for clarity.
This is joke.
I'm not the kind of bitch that's just out here about you. Like, no, that's not me. But in the sense of like where I'm at, like career-wise and goals that I have, like the next at least 5 to 6 years of my life, I don't have kids in that number.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want them to keep forcing. And I'm the type of person, and it can be the most minuscule thing. Do not continuously tell me something or tell me to do something or try to get me to do something, because before you know it, I'm just gonna be like, fuck it, and it's never gonna happen.
Right.
So, and I think my take on having kids in general, I kind of just don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've said that, you know, when I settle down, when I get married, you know, if my husband wants kids, we can have kids. Like, that's perfectly fine. But if it was up to me, hell no. I'm not worried about that right now. And even looking in the future, like, if I could look in a fucking crystal ball right now, better yet, if I could map out the rest of my life,
you wouldn't have kids
on my own. If I could map out the rest of my life, if it was up to me, Kiss would not be in the picture at all.
Damn, that's crazy.
I'm not opposed to having children. Let me clarify that. I'm not opposed to having children. But if I never have kids, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just shit. And I talked to my daddy about this not that long ago. And it's not just, oh, I don't want kids. I do have my reasoning behind it. Like, Black maternal health, that's the biggest thing.
Right.
That is the biggest thing for me. Like, if I decide to have kids, I want Black doctors the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from the time I find out I'm pregnant until after I give birth to the child. I want to make sure I'm financially stable in order to, you know, raise a kid in this world.
Right.
The climate of the world itself, like, I don't want to raise a child in this world. Hell no. And then the way I am, like, I'm so protective of the people I love. So the fact that, you know, I would bring an innocent child in this world and then eventually I got to send them off to school. Like, I would literally drive myself crazy every second, every minute, every hour of the day worrying about, is my baby okay until they get back to me? Mm-hmm. I don't want that for myself.
Right.
So I'm cool on it. Like, I would be nanny, TT, whatever of the year, but...
You can't see it for yourself.
Not now.
No time soon.
Like, that meme that say, like, you know, the nigga who get me pregnant, I'm going to have to dap that nigga up. Literally. Because you done took a real one out the game.
A real one. It's no way possible. This shit,
like, you done took a real one out the game.
As many times. Fun fact, the next person I fuck is going to be my husband. I don't know who my husband going to be, but yeah, I just can't be giving this. Like I told Bess, I cannot be giving this gray A, like, poom poom away just to these regular ass, no good ass, ain't shit ass snippets.
Right.
Are y'all cool? But
y'all something to look at sometimes.
Y'all something, you know. But I just cannot, like, bro, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't trying to bash y'all. I ain't trying to bash all y'all because it ain't all y'all. But some of you niggas are a fucking disappointment. And I ain't disappointed or no shit like that. But, bitch, you're letting me down. You can't even reach down to pick me up, my guy. Like, that shit don't make no sense to me. I need a man that's going to care and actually give a fuck about what I got going on. How can you... I need you to wake up and be like, how can I make Callie's day a little bit brighter and lighter? I mean, I could do the shit myself. Exactly. But it's great to have another person there just lending a helping hand.
And that's something I always say, like, when it comes to dating in general, I'm not dating nobody that can't do for me what I can do for myself.
Right.
I can do a lot for myself. So,
it's only... We already know. It's only one thing that
we're not capable of doing ourselves.
Actually, we can do all things ourselves. I just thought about it.
It's just...
You just want to have...
The real thing.
Yeah. Don't let it beat that.
Like, you got to have that. Like, you got to throw that in the mix every once in a while.
I guess it's the simple fact of, I just lost my train of thought. Never
mind. Damn. I felt like this was going to be good.
Let me catch it. Hold on. Let me run up. I'm chasing it. Hold on.
So while she think about that, we're going to double back to the whole boundaries thing. So after that whole, the presentation was really, really good. But I ended up talking to my mentor about it last night. So we were just going over the notes and everything, and when it came to setting boundaries, and we got on the topic of, you know, as you grow, you have to, like, when it comes to setting boundaries, like, or a process of setting boundaries, you have to learn and unlearn a lot of shit that you are accustomed to, or, like, you know, a lot of things that are just what you're used to, you have to get unused to. You got to get that shit out of your head. And so she asked me, like, you know, why do you think people just don't take charge of, or like, why don't people go for growth in so many words? And so I was kind of stumped on the question. And I was like, you know, I really don't know. But I said, it seems like people just don't want to do the work. And she was like, that's exactly what it is. When it comes to growth, or when it comes to learning and unlearning things, people don't like to do the work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's real. And she was saying, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, people get comfortable with what they already know. And it's almost as if learning something new is a fear, kind of. Mm-hmm. And let me go to the notes in my phone, because I put the direct quote in here, and I don't want to tell y'all wrong. She said, people don't like to learn. We like to stay in a place of not knowing, because learning and unlearning gets uncomfortable.
And that a lot of people don't like to be uncomfortable. Right. Me.
Right. And so when you don't like to be uncomfortable, you just stick to what you know.
Yeah.
And what you know is not always right.
It's not. It's disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Very sick.
It really is. But you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to grow. Like, you just gotta bite the fucking bullet on it, really.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to get better? How are you going to know more if you don't put yourself in a position to get better or know more?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, like, even something as simple, like, if you see a word you don't know, or if you see, I think the example we used was like, fuck, I should have wrote this one down. But take, for example, if you see, oh no, this is what it was, because she works with children. And so a part of the presentation, it was going through like the four images in history of Black women. So mm-hmm. you had the Mammy, the Sapphire, the Welfare Queen, and the Jezebel. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about like the Welfare Queen stereotype.
Yeah.
And she was saying, like, you know, although it's so negative, it's also something that you see often. Like, you know, you have the mother who's on Section 8 or receiving government assistance.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the kids in like the freshest clothes. Like, the kids come to school, like, every time a $300 pair of shoes come out, the child got that pair of shoes.
How is that possible?
Exactly. And so she was like, you know, if she said somebody in the family has to be the person to break the cycle. And the, mm-hmm. the example she used was, you know, she had a cousin who stayed in a certain part of town, but the cousin's mother grew up in that same section. Mm-hmm. The grandmother grew up in that same section. The great grandmother grew up in that same section. And she was like, you know, if that's all you're used to,
that's all
you gonna know. And she was like, you know, if everybody in the family is broke, if that's all you know, somebody has to be the person to break that cycle and be like, okay, let me go to a financial literacy class.
Yeah.
But if you're uncomfortable going to a financial literacy class, and this was another part that came into it, and this was also in the presentation, like, us as Black people, we don't like to talk about, like, inside things with outside people. So, shit that goes on inside the home. If your family's struggling to maintain money, you're not going to want to go talk to a therapist, or you're not going to want to go talk to a financial advisor about this shit.
Like that.
Right. But who's going to be the person to break the cycle? Like, okay, this shit got to change. We need help. What are we going to do?
S-O-S, please. Like, someone help me.
And that's exactly what she said. She was like, you know, if there's a free financial literacy class, everybody in the family is broke. Who's going to be the person
to go
and be like, listen, me and my family are struggling. Nigga, we need help.
Help me.
Nigga, right. So, and that's what it's all about. Like, just, even though that would be uncomfortable for whoever is going to break the cycle, that's the only way mm-hmm. you're going to grow. So, if your family constantly, like, just, if y'all broke, you tired of being broke, everybody else tired of being broke, but nobody's doing nothing about it. When you get to that point, you're going to be like, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna take that lick. I'm going to talk to a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to this class. I'm gonna learn something new in order to help myself and to help my family so we can start on a better note.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what growth is, really. Yeah. But it gotta start with somebody. It gotta start.
Yeah, that shit is, yeah.
It's
life.
It gets uncomfortable, like you said. That shit gets uncomfortable.
Yeah. What was I about to say?
You still ain't think about it?
No, but speaking of uncomfortable, like, make this make sense. I'm about to let y'all in on something. So, my therapist told me, I don't know if I told you, but she told me that the way that I am is because I'm protecting the 7th grade-year-old me, like the 12-year-old me. She said, nobody's gonna hurt you, Khaleesi. Like, nobody's out to get you. Mm-hmm. Nobody, like, nobody can physically, like, okay, I'm not gonna say nobody, you know, but nobody has any ill, like, intentions
mm-hmm.
with you that you know of. So, like, why do you carry yourself like that? And, like, I always say, like, when people see me, when they first meet me, they like, this is a bitch. And I guess people are intimidated. I don't know. Somebody said that to me.
Mm-hmm.
That they was intimidated. I'm like, what? Me? I don't get that.
You would be surprised.
But I don't get. How am I intimidating? I guess I just walk in the room and just be like, don't fuck with me.
I never felt intimidated by you.
We were in fucking 8th grade, bitch. Walking.
I thought we were friends. That's what.
Back down memory lane.
We don't have to talk about that today.
We don't have to do this today. But yeah.
First impression, like I wasn't intimidated. Like I thought you was a cool ass bitch.
Cause I am a cool ass bitch. I feel like I'm the coolest. Okay, not coolest, but. If I feel that your vibe is right, like, if you give off good vibrations, then I can fuck with you. If you don't lie to me, you don't stare at me, or you don't defame my character, we cool. It's nothing that, it's no issue, but I guess, bitch, I was bullied, okay, in middle school. And I absolutely hated middle school. And I was telling her that, and she was just like, Kelly, you're not that girl anymore. But I don't know how to turn it off.
I saw something, and it said something along the lines of I want to say it as close to what it was, but I cannot think of what it was. But it was basically saying, like, your future self can't thrive if you're so focused on your past self.
I guess I don't see myself being, like, focused on it, because that didn't cross my mind. That's just how I am.
But, and that's the thing, like, if you still internalize, like, the stuff that happened to you, and let me be careful with my words, because I don't want to, like, downplay the shit that happened then. But if you still hold on to what happened when you were in 7th grade,
mm.
like, if you still focus on what happened to you in 7th grade, you're not giving yourself, like, who you are now
a chance to thrive.
A chance to be, like, who your future self is gonna be. It's kind of like you hold your own self back, in a sense, if that makes sense.
Okay, because I personally think, I don't think about, like, middle school shit, like, mm-hmm. shit that happened during that time. If anything, the most thing I ever, like, I'm gonna say from 2013 to 2018, I was mentally, emotionally fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I refused to be that fucked up, so I hold that, like, in the back of my mind, like, yeah, no, these bitches and these niggas could never, like, mm-hmm. you know. And things happen, of course, and it causes me to be kind of standoffish or kind of bitchy or kind of not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Not me not being trustworthy, but, you know, me not trusting all these other bitches. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. We might have to.
Oh, why? Sorry, y'all. We had a little technical break. I didn't know that.
It gives you a time.
It only gives you 60 minutes now, but that's good to know. I know this shit acting like Zoom now.
I'd be pissed off when Zoom just be kicking you off.
That shit like, crazy. I didn't even know that.
Bitch, I gotta buy a membership.
Right.
Zoom, I mean, whatever. But.
Oh, but you know why? Because we're not recording on.
The voice remote.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so what it is. Different. Okay, it's fine.
It's cool. Y'all still get it.
Right.
We've been here before. Y'all know. But yeah, I think I hold. And I hope people. I think we as people, and mostly us women, I don't know about men, maybe men, people in general, humans, we take out what somebody has done to us or like things that we have experienced on other people.
You know what that makes me think of?
What?
And I think this is a pretty good example, even though it's ghetto as fuck. In that, what song was that? Boosie song, where he was like, got my heart broke at 14, that was way back, 13, 14, whatever. Mm-hmm. Got my heart broke at 14, that was way back. And every girl after that, it was straight payback.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Makes sense.
You know, that.
Yeah.
You know, something happened to you at that young age, and so now you're going to take it out on everybody moving forward. Like,
yeah.
What's the point of that?
Just. Yeah. That makes sense.
Tackle what happened, deal with that, and allow yourself the space to move on.
And I think of it like, I keep it in the back of my mind so I can remember, mm-hmm. so that shit never happens again.
And I get that, but I think the way to maneuver that or to tackle it. A way to process that better would be not keeping it in the back of your head so it never happens, but working on the skills or the, I guess, paying attention to your feelings.
Yeah.
In the instance that it does. Like, not. Because I feel like, you know, keeping it in the back of your head so it don't happen again, that just kind of keeps you guarded.
And I'm definitely not. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I'm definitely, like, what the people is in London, the people that be walking.
With the hats?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are. That's but I know what you mean.
That's protecting me.
I know what you mean.
Bitch, I'm heavily guarded.
I feel that.
I saw a fucking meme. I just read it out loud. Hold on, bitch. Let me get it.
I just want to say, this episode has showed me I'm going to be a great fucking therapist one day.
Y'all, everything my therapist be telling me, she be repeating.
I'm already saying.
I said, look, I'm in Texas. I'm like, well, bitch, you been right. She was like, yeah, like, maybe you should go out by yourself. I said, well, I'm scared. And she was like, Kelsey, no one gives a fuck about you. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. I haven't done it just yet, but coming soon. I'll let y'all know when. But she be saying, you might as well just give yourself, like, go on a date by yourself. And I'm like, bitch, what do I do? What do I wear? Where do I go? What if somebody's staring at me? Y'all, that's. It makes me cringe when people staring in my face.
But see, and that's something that really builds your confidence. Like, go out by yourself. Like, buy yourself a bottle of wine. Like, this is my favorite, clearly, as you can see. But buy yourself a bottle of wine. Like, even if you're not going out.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some wine. Put you on, like, some comfortable pajamas or something. If you're going out, get you a nice little outfit. Put on a little makeup or whatever. Go catch your movie, go to dinner. Like, I clearly enjoy doing shit by myself. I fucking be traveling the country by myself.
Yeah.
And I love it. I just told my cousin the other day, like, I literally packed my shit, went all the way from Louisiana to Philadelphia by myself for my birthday. And everybody's like, you spending your birthday alone? Yes, nigga, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, you enjoy yourself.
Had the time of my fucking life for them 4 days.
I'm actually going off right quick. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not going off. I'm just explaining some things.
But
we're placing boundaries right now.
We're placing boundaries. But I could have made a segue just now. No, I'm not going to say it. If you... The title of the episode that I just... The 10 seconds I played for you. You see the title of it?
What was it?
I'm about to show you. I'm not gonna say it on here. No, don't even talk about it.
No, I'm not. I'm just like, y'all, bro. Like, this shit is crazy.
I'm trying to see if it's gonna scroll.
I hope it don't play.
I'm gonna turn the sound down.
Please.
But the title of it is it gonna fucking play? I guess not. Oh.
That's you, bitch?
Bitch, what? Hell yeah.
Listen. February 5th at 10:47 p.m. Well, February 5th, 2022 at 10:47 p.m. I said I'm waiting for my husband because I said this shit early in the episode. We gonna try to do an episode at the end of the year, and I'll let y'all know if I waited for my husband or not. Hold me to it, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's just random.
That is okay. Let's talk about it. So you don't want to have sex for the rest of the year?
If it's not right, like, I'm not even... Okay, I'm not going to say sex isn't on my mind. Because, bitch, it is. I would be lying if I said it wasn't. But it's not on my mind like it used to be. Like, I think my focus is somewhere else. And I'm cool with that. Yeah, I just, like I said, I just can't fathom just giving this pussy away to just anybody. Like, imagine a random ass nigga just saying, yeah, like, I got Cali, and it was the greatest. No complaints, I'm just saying. This not me, like, boosting. I'm just straight facts.
Yeah.
But, like, just imagine a random anxious ass nigga just walking around like, oh, yeah, like, I had Cali, and she was da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Stop telling people our fucking business. That shit happened. It was a fucking mistake. Bye.
You said that with so much conviction.
Because it's like, you know niggas be talking. Yeah. I'll be damned.
Niggas be quick to say women be talking.
Bro, y'all some talking motherfuckers, bro.
Niggas talk.
Y'all some messy, messy bottoms.
And the reason I know is because I got brothers. Like, I got cousins. Like, I have male friends. Niggas talk.
And y'all be talking so much you don't even know what you're telling yourself. Shut the fuck up.
Right. And it's like,
stupid motherfucker.
I can go my whole life without knowing what the men in my life do with the women in their lives. The women that... Never mind.
We're not doing this today. Mm-mm. Yeah, just know y'all be telling yourself.
Yeah.
A lot. And be having that bitch looking stupid on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and shit.
What Drake say? Niggas talk more than bitches these days. Yes.
It's very messy. Y'all are messy. I mean, women messy too, but it's in our fucking genes.
What the post say? Think of the messiest person you know. It's a nigga, man. Ain't it? Is.
Bitch, I know a couple.
Is.
Messy. Grow the fuck up and grow some bowels and keep it pushing.
Y'all weird.
So y'all, like, okay, I'm going to keep this lady. I'm going to keep her anonymous. But I know this lady.
Oh, yeah, we get into the bullshit part of it. Yeah, so
I know this lady, and she was like, I don't want to give her up because, I mean, she may not hear it.
Give her, like, an alter ego or an alias.
Shego. I'm going to call her Shego.
Okay.
So, Shego, she is...
I said alias. It's alias. I'm fucking tripping.
It's the
It's a lie.
So Shego is a couple years older than me.
If you know, you know. And she gonna say that she did not get it. Now, if you know me, you know. We've been in classes. I give classes, okay? Okay, pause. Let me retract that.
She gives tips.
Tips, okay?
Not classes. You made that kind of party.
Yeah, I'm not giving hands-on lessons. I'm not doing it. I'm just going to walk you through. Okay, so
talk she goes...
Through. Oh, yeah, sorry. I mean, visually, I can give you, like, I can show you what to do with your hands, how to do it, how to, you know, I can, you know, demonstrate that, but I don't have no person to demonstrate that on, you know, or anything, okay? So, I was like, Shego, you gotta grow the fuck up. I think, bitch, you older than me.
Shego, it's just so funny.
I'm like, bitch, you're older than me.
You're supposed to be over this.
I said, bitch, you're older than me. So, like, you gotta make some shake. I was like, well, I'm gonna text you later on. Y'all, I text her a message. And it was very, I was like, please, you ever, people meet me and be like, Callie, like, it's no way that you can be a freak. And you're right. It's no way, because it is the way. Like, I am a freak. So I'm just like, you gotta show up and show out. Like, I need you in there, like, boosting yourself. Like, if that nigga not feeling it, bitch, you fucking go harder, bitch. If that nigga not clenching your fucking head, or he pushing you on his, like, I need you to do your shit on the deck, period. Okay? This is not safe for your kids, no work, okay? But, yeah, bitch, don't embarrass me, because I'm giving you these tips, and anybody that ever gave tips to, fucking head doctors, I'm just saying. Call them surgeons, bitch. Brain surgeons. I'm just saying. Okay? But yeah, hopefully she does what I told her to do. I'll keep y'all posted. She's supposed to keep me posted. But she gonna say she was used to, like, Peter Wackles. I said, Shego, we don't do Peter Wackles over here. She was like, I know, girl, but, you know, I didn't know, but this, she with somebody new, and she was like, Callie, I ain't never seen nothing that big or felt nothing that big before. I say, Shego, but did you, I said, you touched it, but did you test drive it? And she said, girl, she said, I-95. I said, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, we shouldn't have been talking about this, but hopefully she doesn't look at me differently. I did tell her to give me a play-by-play on what happened, so she go, you go, girl. So, yeah, we love you guys. I love you guys. Yeah. And if you're not sucking dick or giving superb head, not DM me, well, yeah, you can DM me. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but, yeah, DM me, and I'll give you some tips.
What was that sex doctor name? Dr. Ruth?
Yeah.
Y'all, Callie is the next doctor.
I have yet to host my riding classes, but that's coming soon.
Soon to come.
Yeah, y'all.
No pun intended.
I'm just... I'm just saying. You just got to know you know, you just gotta do your shit. If you are giving head or if you're on top, don't motherfucking disappoint, because bitch, this is your show. He you is just his. A fucking spectator, bitch, and he's the one getting entertained. Okay? Yes, he did all that other shit. Yeah, cool. But bitch, you gotta make sure that your name is fucking sparkling. Okay? Whenever he think about you, he be like, damn, that bitch really put it on me. Like, damn, that whole, like, I need, every time you do it, you need to have the mindset of, I'm gonna fuck better than the last time I fucked. I don't care if it's the same nigga or a new nigga. I don't give a fuck what y'all got going on, who y'all fucking, or who dick you putting in your mouth. But, bitch, dick in your mouth.
No, come on, man.
So, but yeah, like, I just need y'all to do your shit on the dick, like, If you can do a full split, that's great. I ain't at that level just yet. But, yeah, just know, this bitch over here is going to be holding out for her husband. She can't be freaking these niggas, just any old nigga, just to be freaking them. Bitch, my husband got to get this. Okay? Sorry.
Y'all know I never, well, I ain't gonna say never. I think I may have spoken on my sex life on here a couple times, but y'all don't need to know what the fuck I be doing.
I'm just letting you know.
And that's just that tips. On that. That's on
I'm
my
gonna give you tip. we really about to start saying that shit. Yeah. Like, that's really gonna bother you. Like,
but Erica. Yeah. So, okay, let's end with this. Today's February 5th. What are three things you're looking forward to within the next month? We're going to definitely do month? Another episode within the next month. So what are three things you're looking forward to within the next month?
Progressing on something that I'm working on. I ain't going to speak on it. Well, progressing on two things I'm working on. So, and I don't know. Reading more books. Reading more books and progressing on one thing and progressing on the other thing.
Okay.
Like, I need to have visual representation of this one particular thing. I'm not speaking on it until it comes closer. What about yourself?
I'm looking forward to seeing 7th Streeter in Houston. Y'all, nobody understands the love I have for 7th Streeter.
Y'all. If she performs that?
I'm going to FaceTime you. I already had that in my head.
TLC, don't let that.
I'm looking forward to seeing 7th Streeter. I'm looking forward to starting this new endeavor that I took up. It's just another, like, it's a little weekend job. But I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to keeping this peace I got going on.
Yeah,
that's
the only way to do
definitely
it.
Definitely looking forward to that. Like,
it's so, and I guess me thinking on it, I'm sorry to like cut you off, but
oh no, I was done.
Going back to, like, you know, we may think we may be the best for, like, somebody, and but to be somebody peace, bitch, that's some deep shit. And we experiencing peace right now just by
and
ourselves.
That is like a good segue, because I was gonna say the peace that I bring myself.
Oh my gosh.
The man that's gonna bring me even more than that. Yeah, you're my husband.
Bitch, I can shout. Like, oh, yeah. It's so, this is no bullshit, but I think about that shit like often. Like, well, as of lately, I've been thinking about it, because it's like, you can be the top notch bitch. Like, you can wear all the designer shit. Yo, hat, like, you can have fucking bundle straight from India, bitch. But you can be a rowdy motherfucker. Like, your person, like, you just as a whole can bring so much commotion. But the next bitch who was, like, made from next door, she working a 9-to-5. She ain't getting all the designer shit because she on the budget. Or she getting it, but it's just taking a little minute to get. Or she just on her shit and just doing whatever the fuck she got to. That person most likely will win your man over because she brings him peace. And bitch, just imagine you having peace. I want y'all to close your eyes and think of just being at peace. Like, imagine yourself. No social media. You ain't entertaining nobody else bullshit. You only worrying about you, yourself, and I. Like, just imagine that. And just, it's like you can taste the peace, bitch. Oh my God. And you bringing it to somebody. Ooh.
That's the husband.
That's why I said I'm going to meet my husband this year. It might be Luke James. Like, I have to go to New Orleans though, but yeah. Like, I know that's my man. I don't know, but I'm speaking it into existence, so.
Could be.
I mean, he don't believe in marriage, so I don't really know.
Well, that's not your husband.
And I for fuck sure ain't in no common law shit, but...
That's not your husband, then. But yeah, this was a really, really good episode. This may be my favorite one now.
Yeah, we just
wasn't talking, like, no bullshit. So I like that for us. And I like that for y'all, too, because y'all used to hear it.
It's the growth. Yeah. I love that.
Man, this episode compared to our first fucking 5 episodes.
Yeah. And y'all was listening.
Y'all ate that shit up. Y'all liked that.
Y'all was like, "Ooh, y'all cussing a little bit. Y'all good." Y'all, I always had to bring this up. It was us, like, it was them saying, "Yeah, y'all was cussing a lot." And I was like, "Okay, so it's us having notes of what
we tried to take notes on an episode. Like, after we had got feedback and people were saying we was cussing a lot. And
you want to know the topic of it?
What was it?
I love VR, but I gotta leave VR.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, that shit sounded terrible.
Y'all, we was up here, like, news
reading,
reporters.
like reading off a teleprompter.
You know how they be like, "All right, now to you, Susan." So, today at 5 o'clock p.m., we had a wreck at the corner of College and Perkins. And we are in development. We do not know what happened, but...
Literally was us, like...
Sending it back to you, John.
And we, like, after we finished recording, we played that shit. We was like...
We both looked at each other like,
"Hell no.
Bitch, no.
This not it."
Like, it felt so...
forced.
Yeah.
But, and I think that's something that all of us can cherish. Like us as the recorders and y'all as the listeners. Like, just the authenticity of the episodes. Like, we really just, you know, real shit. Real spill.
We can't make this up.
Real spill.
That's
the
name.
Right.
Because we... can't make up any other shit that we just talked about.
Nope. All real shit.
Like, we were very open. I think I was open to them.
This was good.
Yeah. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it. So we're going to try to do this on a monthly basis?
Yeah.
Okay, because life kind of busy, y'all. I ain't going to... Like, no bullshit. No Chris Brown. Like, this shit is... This shit is. That's all I can say.
It just is.
And Yari said, I'm sorry, this is random, but she was like, "The older I get, the wiser my mom gets, and the older my mom gets, the wiser her mom gets." Mm-hmm. But my mom always used to tell me, like, you know, it's just life-lifing. It's just life, you know, doing what it's doing. And I'm like, "Andy, your mama told you that? Mine didn't, but I just experienced it." It's just like somebody just said, man, life is just life, and it's just...
Yeah.
Life ain't kicking our ass.
Mm-mm.
We enjoying it, but... Yeah, I don't know how else to put it. Life just doing what the fuck you do.
You just gotta roll with it.
Mm-hmm. Roll with the motherfucking punches. And if you're depressed, I'm sorry. If you're depressed, I've been depressed before. And you ever felt like so let down, like disappointed or all those other words that fucking go with fucking like, you fucking sad, bitch, okay? And you get that feeling and you come out of you like... Bitch, I'm never going to allow myself to feel like this again. Yeah. So, when the shit happened on Wednesday, and my mom was like, "Oh, are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm fine." I said, I verbatimly remember telling myself, May of 2019,
because,
bitch, if you know, you know. I was in that bitch crying, like, sulking. I was so sad. Jamisa was like, "Bess, we're going bowling. And Sierra's gonna come, like, so come on, let's go."
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for that, I probably would have been in my bed sulking even more. And I said, I'm never gonna allow myself to just sit and sulk for what? That shit ain't gonna change nothing.
Right.
Crying ain't gonna do nothing but make your fucking head hurt and make you sleepy, bitch.
Right.
Bitch, you got shit to do. Get your stuff together. Right now, if you're depressed, I want you to get your stuff together. Figure out what you got to do and do that shit. I don't care how long it take you to do it. If you need some help, bitch, call somebody. I was getting ready to say call me, but I'm busy. So, I'm letting you know now so you don't hit me up. So, but that's no shade. That's just me, like, just letting you know. But I really need y'all to, like, start... doing the work. Being depressed is so unhealthy. Like, and I know, and being stressed is unhealthy too, because, bitch, I was stressed like 3 weeks ago. Like, being depressed and stressed and just anxious and shit, it should just be fucking up your mental. Like, mm-hmm. you got your fight or flight skills going up. And, bitch, you're not even in no type of danger. Like, you just got to shake that shit. We have to be stronger than what the fuck we are feeling. Like,
yeah.
we have to be stronger than our feelings, okay? Now, this I'm speaking from experience, not from what I heard. I'm telling you what the fuck I know, what I've been through, what I've dealt with and shit like that. I do not want to see y'all depressed. But if you're feeling depressed, call somebody. Call the hotline. Go on therapy for black girls and go for therapy for black men or black boys or some shit like that. Y'all need to talk to somebody, okay? It's cool to just talk to somebody that don't know shit about you, don't know nobody that you fucking know. Somebody you can just vent to about any and everything. It's literally the highlight of my life. Bitch, why didn't I do this shit sooner? I wouldn't be in half the shit that I was in if I would have went to this
shit. You know why you didn't do it sooner. Because you didn't want to.
No, I didn't know if I could. With insurance, sorry. It was insurance. I didn't know. But now that I know, it's for fucking free, bitch. Yeah. You just gotta figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And just do the work. This is y'all to-do list for this month. Do what the fuck you got to. Okay? And that's just that on that. Do what's gonna make you happy. Do what's gonna bring you peace. Do is what's gonna just make you reach the top of the motherfucking stars. Reach the top of the mountain, bitch. Do that shit. Don't disappoint. You doing this shit for you and your future self.
Mm-hmm.
And your future, like, generations to come, bitch.
Think about your future self.
That's how we're gonna end that. Think about your future self. So, with that.
That bitch, ooh, that just gave me chills.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So, that's what we're gonna do this month. And we're gonna catch y'all next month. And we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And we hope to talk to y'all again.
We might throw a bonus episode in because I just thought about a topic that we should have spoke on.
Oh, jeez.
But, no, it ain't nothing bad. Okay. I mean, whatever. We'll talk about it after we end okay. this. But, y'all definitely will get a bonus episode because I think this would be a good one. And, you know, a lot of us could relate to it. So. Yeah. Yeah, but this was really good. I hope y'all enjoyed listening as much as we did. Enjoyed recording.
Yeah.
And we will catch y'all on the next episode.
Bye.